Over 1,600 Israeli cruise passengers were stranded on a Greek ship for hours due to a pro-Palestinian protest. Greece has promised to keep protests away from Israeli tourists. It just goes on and on and on. And every day there's more and more anti-Semitism stories. What is going on? How do we understand this? Are we just getting used to it? Well, the person to actually answer all of these questions is Robert Edgeness, who is the executive director and CEO of the Representative Council of French Jewish Institutions. Good afternoon. Bonjour. How are you, Robert?
Good afternoon.
How
good
are
afternoon.
You? Are we getting used to anti-Semitism?
Never. We'll never get used to anti-Semitism, and we'll always combat anti-Semitism when we see it and when it's actually proven. The difficulty is to make sure that whatever stories we're told are definitely anti-Semitism before we condemn them for anti-Semitism.
Yes.
The bad behavior can also happen in among Jewish participants to any event, and when we look at this, what's happened in this plane, we're still waiting for the results of the inquiry by different bodies, by the Spanish bodies, by the Spanish airline company, by the children who come back this afternoon from Spain, and we want to hear the people from the plane, and we want to understand really what's happened. Of course, some views, especially the view of the director of the group being handcuffed quite violently, has driven a lot of emotion in the Jewish community.
I did think that was quite odd, though. You know, kicking people off a plane is one thing. Handcuffing the leader of the children or the counselor is something else. You know,
correct. But the question is, any pilot, as you know it, has the possibility to take anybody that he thinks is a threat to the security or bad behavior for the rest of the passengers of the plane. Now, I agree, it's shocking to see a group of 50 children being taken off the plane. So far, when you look at the reports, nothing says it's for anti-Semitic reasons. Nothing says, so far, from the results we have at this moment, that it's because, even though we've had a lot of rumors, because they were singing Israeli songs, because they were treated, because they were pro-Israel, because they were genocidal, because anything. So far, they were doing some unrest in the plane.
Yes.
This is what the company says. And we're still investigating whether this is proven, this is true or not. And so far, it's difficult to know and that it's because it's a Jewish group that they were taken off the plane.
So
now,
interesting.
We also know that it's very seldom that we hear that a group of children are taken off the plane for bad behavior. The pilot says, from what we hear at this moment, and we are not even 24 hours after the fact, that he has estimated there was a threat to the security of the passengers because of the behavior of these passengers. True, not true. Is it something that is proven? We don't know yet. So we want to be very prudent before we accuse the company, the police, or whatever, of anti-Semitic behavior.
Sure. So it's interesting because we had a similar situation a few months ago. And what had happened, which was also on an airline, there was a group of people that were traveling, only these were adults. And there was a rabbi who was traveling, and the rabbi was intoxicated. And the airline security said, everybody can go except the rabbi because he was intoxicated. And the people who were with him started putting it on camera and were intimidating. It was actually quite embarrassing, to be honest with you, and saying that it was definitely anti-Semitism. And this organization got involved and voiced their opinion without it actually being investigated. And it's actually quite a shame. You know, it's like somebody who cries wolf. You know the story of the boy who cried wolf. He kept telling the villagers that there was a wolf that was coming to eat the sheep. And one day, and then when the villagers responded, he said, "No, I was only joking." But one day when the wolf really was there and he cried, "There's a wolf, there's a wolf," the villagers said, "No, we know you're only joking." And the wolf ate the sheep. So that's, you know, how do we know when it is or when it isn't?
Right. This is why we're very shy in declaring and in shouting, like some have done, and especially far away. We're directly concerned. These are French kids. This is a French Jewish group. And it happens on a flight that goes from Valencia in Spain to Paris. So we look at it very thoroughly in trying to understand exactly what's happened before we start commenting. In all, it's so difficult. It's such a responsibility to cry wolf, as you said, and cry anti-Semitism, that we really want to be thorough in our analysis.
Right. So how do we know? How do we know? What are the telltale signs? I mean, it's, how do we know when it is and when it isn't? Because I think that not only calling out the anti-Semites, but we need to call out our own when they claim that it's anti-Semitism and it isn't.
Correct. It's very difficult. This is why you can't declare it in the hour after you're disembarked from the plane. You need to take the time of inquiry. You need to hear the people. Like Willing, as came out this morning with a press release. If the press release says that it was because of unrest, because of non-respect of internal procedure in the plane that these group was outed from the airplane. If in a plane you have a minimum of 200 people sitting, so if the press release was totally wrong, you could expect a few people to say this is not at all what has happened. If they have issued the press release this morning, so far we have one person that says, no, this is not what has happened. They were very calm and so on and so forth. But we have to wait for 10, 20 people to say before we start taking it for seriously. This is one. So we have.
Don't planes have cameras?
And we will hear probably.
Don't planes have cameras inside? Don't airplanes have cameras inside?
I don't know. I don't know. But there will be an inquiry. Same thing for the Guardia Civil in Spain. I mean, they're a police authority. So if they have applied rules, they have applied rules. If not applied because what they thought and because they thought they needed for anti-Semitism to handcuff this young lady. I mean, let's wait to hear. And it's very difficult because a lot of people that have spoken up to now, and there are really a few, have called for anti-Semitism, and they've called for that the kids had a good behavior, and the people who were not even in the plane, like parents, commenting on the behavior of their children. But we need to take the time to analyze things before, as an organization with responsibility, we come out with accusations.
Yes, we have to be less reactive and more measured. Actually make sure it is what it is before we start shouting anti-Semitism. Yes, because if everything's anti-Semitism, then nothing's anti-Semitism. We have to call out when it really is. Thank you so much for...
Thank you.
Just for having like this
always
very measured conversation, very calm, logical. Thank you very much, Robert. I look forward to speaking to you again.
Love to speak to you.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye. That is Robert Edgeness. He is the executive director and CEO of, I would say this name in French, but I can't do that, so I'm going to tell you in English. It is the Representative Council of French Jewish Institutions.